greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Mose. I'm here with the Word of God today again, trusting that you are anticipating to hear from God. So in order for us to be in tune with God, we need to talk to God, and God needs to talk to us. So let us, first of all, before we get started here, talk to God. Our Heavenly Father, we do come to you in the name of Jesus today, and we ask you, dear Lord, to touch my tongue, anoint my lips with the Holy Spirit, with the power of the Holy Spirit, that I might speak your words and not my own. I pray in the name of Jesus, dear God, that the Word of God would come forth today in its full power and authority. I pray that it would grip the hearts of men. I pray that it would grip the hearts of women. And I pray, dear God, that you would show yourself strong in the hearts of each listener today, Lord, and that your holy and wonderful name can be exalted and lifted up. So, Father, we commit this little time into your hand and trust that you will have your way in the name of Jesus, the wonderful and holy and righteous eternal name. Amen. All right. Yesterday, I spoke on the verse where it says that there in Proverbs 16:25, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And I challenged the listeners yesterday with the thought of whether to examine their lives, to examine the way that they are going. And so I guess my question tonight is, where are you going? What is the path that you're on? Have you considered the path that you're on? Have you compared it with the Word of God? Don't just compare it with man, and don't just compare it with, well, others are doing it. But take a look at the Word of God and consider all the ways of that path. Consider where it is leading to. Consider, well, first of all, let's consider this area. Let's look in our own hearts. Do I have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? When I pray, do I know that the Lord Jesus hears me? And do I receive answers from him? If I don't know, if I just pray, and I don't know that the Lord Jesus is hearing me, and I don't receive answers from him, then we might as well speak to the wind. Because God is a God of love. He's a God that has our best in mind. And he is wanting to communicate with us. He wants to commune with us. And I tell you, if you don't have that sweet communion with God, then examine your life. Examine your way to see if you are on the right way. Okay, so your question, am I on the right way? Am I really on the right way? And you know, there again, if you really, truly are committed to walking with the Lord Jesus, and you're committed to, even though you may be on the wrong way now, and you repent, and you turn around, and you say, you tell the Lord Jesus that I want to serve you all the days of my life. Would you do that just now? I want, Lord Jesus, I want to serve you all the days of my life. And Lord Jesus, would you lead me in the direction that you want. I don't just want to follow the crowd, but I want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of lords and the King of kings. I would like to tell you people that it is a blessing. What an awesome thing it is to be a child of the Creator of the universe. And if we've ever considered how great the universe is, and, you know, we look at the Earth and how big the Earth is. Well, the Earth is very, very, just a tiny dot when we consider the universe. It's like the speck of a little speck of dust on the tip of a pin. That's how tiny the Earth is in comparison to the whole universe and to the many other bodies that are out there. It's amazing as we consider the vast universe and the Creator behind it. God created heaven and earth, it says in Genesis. God created it. In 7 days, he created heaven and earth. And he's calling us to be his child. Each one of us has the privilege of being a child of this great Creator, the one who created heaven and earth, the one who caused the sun to shine, the one who put the sun, the moon, and the stars in motion. And here they're going on for almost 7,000 years almost 7,000 years, I think it is. And on it goes. And it is this great God that is calling our name. He has called your name. And he said, come, follow me. The Lord Jesus Christ. He said, come and follow me, and I will give you life. The Lord Jesus Christ has all the abundance of the cattle on a thousand hills. You know, he has everything, and he can give you the riches of his glory, not only in this life, but life eternal, life eternal life with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I'd like to lift up before you this today. And I'd just like to share with you that Jesus Christ that is calling us, that wants to live in our hearts. He is the Creator. He is the God of the universe. And he wants to live in your heart. Will you make room for him? Or are you just too satisfied to go down this broad road along with your friends and neighbors? Are you too satisfied with the status quo? Or do you dare look into the Word of God and to compare the path that you're on with the Word of God? Do you dare to do that? Jesus said, come and follow me. Come and follow me. Jesus also said, and this is another place where you can examine yourself to see if you're on the right road. Jesus told his disciples before he left, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Is your church doing that? Do they have a desire to go out and preach the gospel to the lost? Is the road that you are on, is that leading you to preach the gospel to the lost and to bring souls into the kingdom? You know, Jesus Christ, when he was here on this earth, he came in the flesh. And he gave his life on the cross. And at one place he said, all the miracles that he did, you know, a lot of them are recorded, and they're probably not near all recorded, but many miracles are recorded that Jesus Christ did. But he said to us that ye will do greater things. I would just like to challenge you. Is that your experience? Or is there something missing here? Is there something that you need to study the Word of God and get a hold of? Are you? Do you have a burden for lost souls? Do you have a burden for people who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ? People who do not have peace? Or maybe even you know of people in your own community, in your own church that are depressed, that are on medication for depression, and you name it. There's all kinds of things. Jesus Christ has the answers. And he said, greater things than these ye will do. So all the miracles that Jesus performed, he said, greater things than these you will do. So he has, there's one place it says, he talks about the power and the authority that he's given to his people. It says in the book of Acts that the people went about preaching with power and with authority. And you know, there was persecution and people were scattered. And little churches sprang up here and there and all over the place because each person carried the gospel wherever he went and he preached the gospel. Now, it wasn't just for the apostles. That was just for the early Christians. Jesus said that we are to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creatures. And to we're to make disciples and we're to teach them. Is that what you're doing? Are you preaching and teaching where you are? Now I do believe that when he said go into all the world, he realized that you and I alone, you know, I myself can't be in all the world at the same time. But he was talking to your church. And you know, one man can go to Africa, one man can go to South America, and one man can go to Central America, and together as a church we can reach out into the whole world if we're diligently doing it. Are we doing that? Is that what we're called to do? We're called to preach the gospel to the poor. We're called to preach the gospel to the lost and dying world. I think I'm taking too much time again here. So maybe we can pick up again there tomorrow. And not sure what the Lord has for us tomorrow, but I trust we'll be following the same vein and trying to show people the way, so that the people will not have to go in the way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Let's consider our ways and consider if we are in the way of Jesus Christ. Let's consider that the way that we're on, the path that we're on, the way that we're on, does it lead into eternal life? Or does it lead to? Does it lead in the ways of the world? Or does it lead, are we walking the way of humility like Jesus Christ did? And you know there's a false humility also. A humility that that a person puts himself down. And that's not what Jesus Christ is talking about. In Jesus Christ we have much. We have much to be thankful for in Jesus Christ. And we are a people who are, I mean, no, we're not proud. Pride, we have plenty of scripture that, you know, pride is not the way that we want to go. But that does not say that we can't know that we're born again. That does not say that we can't know that we're on the right path. You know, when I want to go to, let's say, Iowa, I know a path that I need to take to go to Iowa. And if I want to go to Iowa and I head down south to 81, do you think I'm going to get to Iowa? Of course not. If you want to get to Iowa, you need to either take the Route 80 west, or you need to take 70 west. You need to take a certain route. And when you're going down that road, you know that this road, if you follow this road, it's going to lead to the place where you want to go. And that's exactly the way it is when we are walking the way of life. We need to know where we're going. We need to know if we're on the right road. So God bless you, and may He give you direction, and it's been a blessing to speak to you today, and come back again tomorrow, and see what God has for us tomorrow. Thanks for listening.